his church. Well, Pastor, I just don't believe in going to church every single Sunday. Pastor, I don't believe it's that much of a priority. Well, that's against the word, because the Bible says do not neglect the coming together with the believers, as the manner of some is, especially in the last days. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. You know, I'm just a busy person. And you know, I understand there are nurses and there are civil servants that have to be gone. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the folk that play. And what happens is you don't realize you're playing into the plan. Because the more isolated you become, there's no way you're going to be able to put your gifts and talents in the house of God and see it accomplished. Which means when you stand, if you stand before God, you'll have nothing to throw at his feet. This is not about religion. This is not about church function. This is not about you and I just going to become a religious member. This is about you and I truly making a difference on this planet and fulfilling the very destiny and the reason that we take our breath for every second that God has given us breath in our lungs. For let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. It's time to recognize that you are not an accident, but you have been so powerfully purposed by heaven itself. See, God's plan is that you are connected. Turn to someone and say, I think I like you. Now we could all just grab hands and sing, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Or we could all just hold one hand, take our cell phones with the other, turn the lights off, Kumbaya, my Lord. Oh, I see that. God's plan is not that you are communicated to, but you're connected. Through isolation, through the lack of participation, you will not be connected and you will not grow up. You will not become an individual that will make a difference in God's kingdom. Scarily enough, when we studied Matthew chapter 25, dealing with the talents, the one with the one talent, listen now, didn't just lose their talent, they didn't go to heaven. See, God's not in this for a game. We're not in this just to say, well, I joined his tabernacle family. Listen now, you can't join his tabernacle anyways. We don't have a membership. We did that on purpose. You can't be a member here, so you can't use us as an excuse. Fact is that you and I, man, each one of us are individuals, and each one of us individually, when we come together corporately, make an amazing, gifted, talented body of Christ that can rattle the devil's teeth no matter where we are. And I want you to recognize that God is raising you up to be that. No matter what gifts and talents you have, no matter what anointing you have, there's a necessity for you to be connected, not just at a distance connection, but you and I to be connected together as the body of Christ. Can you imagine if your toe said, listen, I'm hanging out in the closet till you need me? You call the toe, dude, man, I need you. I'm going on a run. Listen, man, I'm tired. I'm staying here. It don't work. The devil wants to keep you disconnected from the body of Christ. Here's how the first church worked, and I'm almost done. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47. So continuing daily, but shout daily. Come on, shout daily. Say, not weekly, not bi-monthly, not once a month. The average person in America now goes to church once a month. The Bible says they continued daily with one accord in the temple. That means they came together like we are right now. Breaking bread and breaking bread from house to house. That means what they did was they met together like this, and then from here, they went and hung out with their the other body of Christ called groups. You see, the only way for you to really grow up in Christ and make a difference is for you to be connected. And sometimes like this, it's not that you can't get connected, but you can't be tightly connected at times. In fact, most of us just go hang out with people we like. No, really. Watch it during meet and greet. It's the best. That's why I stand up here. I watch. I get a chuckle every Sunday. Everyone goes to only the people that they like or they know. At times, I watch guests, and the guests will stand there. And I'll say, nobody went to them. And I'll call my staff and say, go say hello. It's amazing how some guests never get a handshake. And the reason they don't get a handshake is because by nature, we go to the people we know. And that's great. But what's awesome is recognizing there are phenomenal people in this room that if you only knew them, you'd be brought to a higher level in your walk with God. You'd be brought to a level higher in your professional life. You'd be brought higher in your family life. You'd be brought higher in your financial life. There are people sitting in this room right now who you've never met before that if you actually will be connected to them, your life will transform forever. It's the truth. You can only go as high as the people you're connected to. That's why when you always hang out with turkeys, you can never think you're going to fly with eagles. Listen, this isn't a new concept, right? This isn't new. How many of you know the armed forces read the Bible? It's the truth. You ready? I'm going to prove it to you. For instance, an army of more than 50,000 soldiers is made up of two or more corps. A corps has 20 to 45,000 soldiers that is made up of two to five divisions. A division is 10 to 15,000 soldiers that is made up of three brigades. A brigade is 3 to 5,000 soldiers that is made up of 2 to 5 battalions. A battalion is 300 to 1,000 soldiers that is made up of 4 to 6 companies. A company has 62 to 190 soldiers that is made up of 3 to 5 platoons. A platoon is 16 to 44 soldiers that is made up of 2 to 4 squads. A squad is made up of 9 to 10 soldiers. Isn't it amazing that the armed forces read the Bible, but the church didn't? Isn't it true that the armed forces of America know what works and work the work, but the church is too busy? We can't understand why the church flounders and whines and complains and struggles. It's because you recognize when you're needing somebody else, you're not in this alone. There's a phenomenal book. It's a secular book called The Orange Revolution. The Orange Revolution starts describing when people go to war. And how many of you have been to war here? Our hands are going up. You've been to war. You recognize that you're usually not fighting for your commander. You're fighting for the guy next to you. That your closeness is the one that's right there. That people actually feel guilty when they get sent home because their brothers and sisters are in the front line. But what's happened is the armed forces have created a connection, even with people that don't like each other. And they recognize that when they did this, they were creating an army that would move as one, yet as individual. In the church, what's happened is the enemy is keeping us as one, period. I do my thing, went to church on a Sunday, threw George in the plate, said hi to three people because I didn't have a choice. They came up to me, and man, that dude's breath was bad. But we never connect. The reason that we have groups in this church is not so that we need more to do. Can I hear an amen or oh my? The reason we do groups is because the Bible said to do groups. That after they met together as a body, they met from house to house. They got together just as the army learned from the scripture. The way to build strength, the way to build maturity, the way that iron sharpens iron is when there's a fewer group getting together and getting to know each other and each one bouncing off each other's strengths and maturing with each other. And all of a sudden now when they come together like this, it's an army that can never be overtaken. You see, today, groups are not just for you and I to have another night out.
Dear God, Pastor, another night out. Do I need another night out?
It's not about another night out. Because if it's just another night out, you're actually missing the whole night out. Just like date night. Every husband in this room should be dating his wife once a week. Women, you missed it. Every husband in this room should be dating his wife at least once a week. That's the only thing my father ever told me how to keep my marriage together. Date your wife once a week. I don't think he even did it. And my mother's shaking her head, no. You know, if you go on a date, and you go on the date, it's like, yeah, I got to be here. What do you want to do? I don't know. I don't really care. I have to be here. It's mandated. It's a good date, eh? You know, you're married, right? You go on this date because, you know, you're praying that things work out. You go on this date because you got to go on this date, and she realizes you don't want to be on this date, nothing working out. Amen. Talking to married couples. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the house of God, it's no different. It's not I got to go to groups because the pastor tells me to go to groups. I'm sick and tired of groups. I don't want to go to groups. I don't got time to go to groups. You're not even speaking in tongues. The purpose for the groups is that you grow up. Turn to someone and say, discipleship is in groups. It keeps you from isolation. It keeps you using your gifts. It teaches you to love people that you might not really love. And it's a great place to soul win. See, groups, God created them, not man. And when the church, let's be honest, in our church, I think it's, I don't know what the percentage is. I don't think it's that great. What's the percentage? We have 15% of our church actually participate with groups. Which means only 15% are not really kicking tires. If you participate with a group, even lead a group, you don't have to be deep theologically. Well, you know, I went to Bible college for 1,526 years. No, what it is that you learn to love people. And you know what's really cool? You get to meet people that really are cool. They're Christians. You know what? You don't need to go to the bar with your buddies to have fun. You can go with the body of Christ and have a blast. Can I hear an amen? The Christians aren't boring. And if they are, well, then they need the joy of the Lord inserted in Jesus' name. But the problem is that the body of Christ isn't connected. Now listen, like I told you, this is more of a teaching sermon than anything. And you need to be connected with God. It's God's plan for your life.
Well, Pastor, can I still come to the church and not be connected to a group?
I don't care where. Listen. That's not between you and me. That's between you and God. I'm just telling you what God says to do to be successful. I've learned something in my life, and I'll end with this because I've gone long, is that I don't want to be a failure. Does anybody else want to be a failure? Who here wants to be a failure? Like you can't wait to be marked as a failure. How many here want to be successful? How many here just don't give a flying leap what you are? I know that. There are people here. There are people here that have no push to do anything. And I'm sorry for you. And I'm praying God sets a fire in your bones. But for those who don't want to be a failure, I'm going to tell you simply what you need to do. You need to get saved and join a group. They say to always do that with a smile. Get saved and join a group. What group can I join? I don't know. There's so many of them. For goodness sakes, figure something out. Some of them are adventure groups. Some of them are fun groups. Some of them are just hangout groups. My sister did one for old people the other night. What was the? What's the age group? 40-ish to 60-ish. More mature people. She wanted to say middle-aged people, and I said, I don't think so. The worst part is I fit there. Like I can legally go to senior breakfast tomorrow morning. We've got groups that, we got the biker group here. We've got groups that like to go fishing here. We got bicycling groups here. We've got, I don't know, shoehorn groups here. We've got knitting groups here. Not yet, but we will. We've had one before, and people got saved in the knitting group. What? Talk about Jesus. Some are just hanging out groups, man. Listen now. The best part about that is you're going to get discipled. The best part about that, you're going to grow up. The best part about that, you're going to be spurred on. The best part about that is you don't have to worry about disappearing because they're going to love you back even when you start to struggle. It's called family. Amen. I'd like you to bow your heads with me this morning. I went long. I've almost preached 2 hours. You know, one of these days I do want to preach 2 hours just to say that I did it here at His Tabernacle. I have preached 2 hours in other churches before, but I would love to do it here just for the fun of it. Thank you, man of God. Today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, you're not connected. I'm not talking not connected to the church because the church can't save you. The church can't wash your sins away. There's only one name under heaven which while you shall be saved. It's the name of Jesus. So today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that means you've not accepted Him as your Lord in your heart and saying, God, I surrender. I give my life to You. Live Your life through me, Jesus. Wash my sins away. I want to go to heaven, but God, I want to live successful here on earth with You. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, I'm not asking you to join a church. Like I explained, you can't join this church. But you want Him, I'd like you to slide your hand up this morning. I'm not going to wait real long. If you'd like to receive Jesus in your life, I'd like you to slide your hand up real quick. Come on, come on, get your hand up. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Come on, get your hand up. Thank you, young lady. Anybody else? Come on, real quick. 5, 4, 3. Thank you. 2. Last call. Get your hand up. And 1. Let's all stand to our feet. Come on, can you give those who raise their hand a hand clap this morning? Their lives will never be the same again. I'm going to ask the prayer team, if you'll come out and just line up right across the front, we're going to have the prayer team come. If you need prayer for anything this morning, man, we just want to minister to you, love on you. If you need healing in your body, you need healing in your mind, you just need someone to agree with you in prayer about something, this team right here knows how to pray, and they'll see the power of God released in your life. If you raise your hand for salvation, or maybe you didn't, and you want to give your heart to Jesus, I'd like you to meet me right here, right now. Come on now, step right out of your chair. Meet me right here, right now. Can you turn to the person next to you and say, if you raise your hands, I'll go up with you. Amen. Father, we just release blessing over this house in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We declare, God, You're going to use us in a mighty way. God, let us all be not only part of a group, not only part of Your kingdom, but God, a functioning part of Your church. And God, we give You all the honor, all the glory, Lord, for not only being saved, but making a difference in our life. In Jesus' name, and everybody shouted, we love You. Serve God with all of your heart. Have an awesome weekend, God. Make sure you sign up for a group either online or right in the foyer.
I feel like clapping my hands. I feel like clapping.